Hello there, listeners. Welcome back to My Stories Mini Games, the podcast where there's always another story to be told and another game to be played. As you can no doubt tell from the episode title, but this is not our usual 5e shenanigans, or it is neither a solo journaling tabletop RPG. Today, we are playing a one-shot from Tales of the Valiant. For those unaware, some odd months ago, Wizards of the Coast did a whoopsie-daisy, and, well, there was a response from various people. One of them, a content creator I like called Cobalt Press, decided to release their own version of, well, not their own version, I should say, more like an equivalent to Dungeons & Dragons 5e. Named at the time Project Black Flag, it has since become Tales of the Valiant, and I backed it on Kickstarter and am part of their alpha. And as part of their set alpha, I got access to several one-shots and some beta stuff to test, as it were. And that's what these one-shots are about, as we run the adventure Cavern of the Spore Lord. Please note that this was all recorded months ago, before any changes from the final product were made. We did not have a VTT at the time, and there are audio issues that I do not know how to fix, but you know what? I've got the episode 80% good. I'm not gonna stress over it. You can listen to it just fine. So, yeah, that's that. This one-shot should take four, maybe five parts, but we'll see what happens as editing goes along. As always, thank you for listening. Tale of the Valiant was created by Cobalt Press. Our music comes from Monument Studios and was paid for personal usage. Our podcast is powered by Spotify for Podcasters. Thank you for listening. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Many Stories, Many Games, the podcast where there is always another story to be told and another game to be played. I am Crest. I am your game master for this. We interrupt the usual schedule because I have another more sudden game to play. For those unaware, after everything that was the OGL debacle, Cobalt Press set out to make their own version of 5e, more or less. Once called Project Black Flag, it is now called Tales of the Valiant, and I am part of its alpha because I backed it on Kickstarter. So today we're playing its adventure because I messaged them and confirmed that we could actually run it for the podcast. With me are my lovely cast. In all honesty, this is probably the first time they're going to be introduced at all, because the other thing they're in is taking forever to get there. So, Christopher, why don't you introduce yourself for the first time?
For the first time. Hi, I'm Christopher. I go by Nat1 Advice, and I advise everybody to eat their rule books to gain their powers.
And what class are you playing? You don't need to introduce anything else, just your class.
Okay. I am playing a fighter.
Okay. Next up.
I thought you were playing the rogue.
No, you're playing the rogue. At least I thought you were playing the rogue.
I'm the fighter. Chris was the rogue.
Oh my gosh! What's going on?
Christopher is the rogue. Okay. As you can tell,
I got you, bud.
I am so sorry.
It's fine. Accidents happen. Even live.
Hey, it happens to all of us.
It's fine. While that's being sorted, our next person joining us, who is actually playing the fighter, you know him from Choices, and potentially a few of the other one-shots. I forget if you started them by now. Hello, Fenrir.
Hello, everyone. It's Sam. You can catch me out on the debacle that is known as Twitch at Twisted Wolf 2.
And also returning cast member from Choices, Jen.
Hi. It's Jen here. I will be playing your cleric today.
And you know them from various one-shots, or at least I think you know them from various one-shots at this point. Alexiel.
Hi, I'm Alexiel. I don't have socials. I am not social enough.
And you are playing?
I'm the wizard. I am returning to my natural element.
Private joke from our sibling podcast over at Dungeons and Pop. Okay, that said, let's start Tales of the Valiant as we run Caverns of the Spore Lord.
Okay. Bum, bum, bum.
Okay, you guys have already done the classic you meet in a tavern blah 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 thing, and hold on 1 second, someone's pinging me on Discord. Okay, for whatever reason, you guys have already met and have already been commissioned by a woman called Kailana the Shaper. She's human, she's a mechanist in her late 20s with olive skin and metallic gold eyes, wide-brimmed hat decorated with a clockwork sparrow, nothing in gold wire, golden gear amulet, extensively patched leather duster, tools and spare parts everywhere. This woman has commissioned you because her soul-on partner, a construct, Wingnut, is missing following a delivery. Following the trail, you've arrived in a town called Hulgig, and immediately you guys can tell that everything is wrong, because the streets are silent and empty. Beady-eyed crows roost on the eaves of colorful houses. The bright paint of the house of this hamlet seems dull in the shadow of the low, nameless mountain that looms behind it. There's no sign of laughter or mirth in this place. Not anymore. The only signs of life are the cries of the crows and the patches of mushroom grocery. And the patches of mushrooms growing on the eaves of every door. So you guys wander into this tiny settlement, and no sooner do you do, than suddenly, three humanoids, covered in mushrooms, lurch out of the shadows and lunge towards you, and with the way their teeth are bared, they are not friendly. Roll for initiative.
Oh boy.
Oh, wonderful! Yeah!
Okay.
And... Oh, initiative!
Oh boy, 11.
Initiative is just the same thing, right?
It should be.
Okay. A 16.
I got 12.
Hold on, I'm gonna do this by the... Okay, so it's just a flat roll for initiative, okay. Boo-boo-boo-boo-boo, okay. Alrighty, Jen, what was your initiative?
11.
Fenrir.
I got a 12.
Alexio?
I have a 16. I'm not happy about that for once because I am not fully prepared.
And Chris?
Well, ironically, I got a 17.
An omen, I'm sure. Okay, give me a second to reorganize this. You go there. You go there. You go there. You're before her. And you go down there. Okay. We start at the top of the round with Christopher.
Alrighty. So, can you describe the environment that we're in a little bit for me?
You're in a deserted town. You're like in between some houses in the middle of the street, and these things have just lurched from the shadows.
So, just largely open streets?
Yeah.
Alright. In that case, position-wise, can I safely assume that one is going to be getting close enough that
I said these things' teeth are bared, so yes.
Yes, I know. I'm saying for the purposes of sneak attack.
Oh. What do you mean by Well, I know what you mean by sneak attack, but I mean, like, can you do that mechanically?
Like, positioning...
Oh. getting into the flank.
Positioning-wise, if there's any possibility I can get into a flank, that's what I'm getting at.
Okay, sorry. Yes, you can get into the flank.
Alright. Whom am I flanking with?
Well, right now these things are lunging towards you, so you would be positioning yourself and then someone else would have to get into the flank with you.
Okay. In that case, I am just going to arc around to get into a flanking position and take the dodge action to open it up.
Okay, that's your turn. Alexiel, you're up.
Fuck. As I said, I'm not very prepared. Shit. I have to go down to the spells.
83, I think, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Let's start off with a good old firebolt. That should be the same as.
Which one are you attacking? One, two, or three?
I guess number two.
Alrighty, go ahead and roll.
That's cocked. That's 18 on the dice.
18 hits.
Okay. If I remember my spell casting correctly, this is a d10. That is 7 damage.
Okay.
7 fire.
Oh.
Because we like fire.
Let me see. Does it have... No, it doesn't. Okay. Alrighty then. Alrighty. It is now... Spore-born number 2's turn, and he was just thrown in, and fire was just thrown in his face, and he's gonna look towards the squishy wizard.
Oh no.
I feel like I should have been in the back already because we have fighter rogue.
Let me see.
If we think about this logically.
That's a 16 hit. It's
a 16 hit. I don't even know. Like I said, I'm not prepared.
Probably.
10 plus dex, presumably.
Yeah, 10 plus dex, presumably. Yeah, definitely.
It would hit me. And I have a shield.
Okay, then I'm going to say yes, it does hit you, probably.
Yeah, I've got a decent AC, and yet that would have hit me as well.
Okay.
Unfortunately for them, I actually have a good con for a wizard.
Okay, you take 6 piercing damage, and I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Oh my. Oh.
What does a natural 20 sound like to you?
Okay,
yeah.
But you do take 1 poison damage.
Oh, on top of 6 piercing. That's great.
Yep.
Well, any other wizard would be dead. Any other wizard, I say.
Yeah, with the Chad bod. Wizard with the Chad bod.
Yeah, I have a 9 hit point total for a wizard.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
16 constitution, people.
Fenrir, you're up.
Okay, so I'm going to
Misty step out of there.
One that attacked our squish over here. I'm going to attack him with my long sword.
Okay.
Does a 19 hit?
A 19 hits.
Or... 8 plus 3 10 damage.
8 plus 3? That's 11.
Yeah.
You do 11.
Oh,
damage.
Yeah. Yeah, 11. I'm sorry.
No worries. Okay. You cut into this thing, and it is looking rough. Is that your turn, Fenrir?
Yeah, I don't want to use my combat conditioning just yet.
Okay, Jen, you're up.
All right, I'm going to Sacred Flame that one that's attacking our wizard. He needs to make a con save of 14. I believe it's con, right? No, dex save, sorry. Dex save of 14.
That's a 4.
Awesome. So that means he takes a D8. Let me roll my D8. Doo-doo-doo. That's a 6.
You pray, and there is a burst of white flame as this thing drops.
Yay!
It is now scoreboard number 3's turn. You just witnessed white flame go out, and it's gonna go for you, Jen.
Okay.
It is witnessed a murder.
It has witnessed murder at my hand.
21 to hit.
21. Oh, yeah, that is.
Okay.
Wow!
It's really mad. It's very upset.
That's 4 piercing damage and 5 poison.
And 5 poison?
Yep.
Oh my god.
And I need a constitution saving throw for something different.
Con saving throw. Okay. Whoops. Let me see if I can make it in my dice tray. Let's see. My con save is plus 4, so that makes it 17.
Okay, you're fine. Alrighty, that's okay. Number 3's turn. It is now number 1's turn. Who's going to go for someone that's all waving a bright, shiny stick around? That would be you, Fender. Does a... Oh, dear. Give me a second. I need to look up how criticals work in this game.
Oh.
Critical no.
Failures or critical successes?
I rolled a natural 20.
Oh no. Goodbye, Fenrir.
Fenrir is reduced to a fine paste as the character sheet finalizes.
Right.
We are going to TPK in the first 10 minutes of this.
Yeah.
We got this.
We have like 2 unprepared.
Well, if so, we can complain to Global Press that this adventure was too tough for level 1s.
Yeah, that's true. We're testing it for them.
Yeah, we are, in fact, the guinea pigs.
I am down to 2 hit points.
I am also down to 2 hit points.
Luckily, I'm a field medic, all I have to do is save the dying you and then heal you up later without using a spell slot.
Hit points. Howard, are you squishier than the rogue?
I have 11. I don't know.
I have a 16 with a shield.
I have 9 total hit points, so I mean, I'm expected to be squishy.
I have 13.
You have a high con then, huh?
I have a plus 3.
I have the same. Yeah, I have plus 3 for my con and my dex, so.
I have plus 3 for my con, but I only have a d8. As a cleric.
I have a D10. Fighters get D10.
Yeah, that's why. So, see. I'm not squishy on purpose. I even carry a shield and wear medium armor. Maybe I should have gone with the heavy armor thing instead of the extra cantrip. But I killed the thing because I have an extra cantrip.
Sorry, gang. I'm trying to find...
Trying to find the customer service email for Kobold Pro.
No, I'm trying to find the role for critical. Oh, well,
Oh, yeah, whether it's double dice or...
Yeah, I'm just going to say it's double dice because if we do crunchy crits here, I'm concerned I might TPK the party, so we'll just take our chance and roll less. Okay. That is 7 piercing damage for the first, Fenrir.
Okay.
And, oh wait, hold on one second. I need to navigate back to the page with the stat blocks on it. Okay. I need another D8. Where is it? We'll just use that one. Okay. And 10 poison damage.
And?
10.
I'm down!
I also need a constitution saving throw from you.
I'm down. That's bad.
Fenrir?
I'm still here. 15.
Okay, you succeed the constitution saving throw. Okay, so yeah. I was right to roll double the dice then. Thank you. Thank you, Christopher. Okay, let's see. That was... I believe that was Scoreborn number... Oh, no, wait. That was Scoreborn number one because, number three went after the cleric. Okay. Top of the round, Christopher, you're up.
Alright, so I am allegedly flanking one of them at this point, right?
I'll be generous and say yes.
Alright, in that case, I am going to go for a stab with a dagger here.
Well, if they're within 5 feet of any of us attacking us, I'd say that you could get up behind them.
Definitely. Unfortunately, that is a nat one.
Wait, don't you get advantage?
For flanking, you good.
Yeah, you not do. I thought you did.
Does flanking apply that in Tales of the Valiant? I thought the flanking was still an optional rule.
For the sake of not TPKing the party, I'll say flanking is an optional rule.
You are a kind and merciful DM, Crest.
Rule of cool.
Well, that's a 22 to hit.
Okay, that hits.
With sneak attack, that is going to be...
Ouch.
That is going to be 7 piercing.
To which one? 1 or 3?
2-1.
7, you said?
7 piercing.
Okay. Alexiel, it's your turn.
Okay. How do I want to do this? Trying to see if I can take advantage of any of my talents.
They parlay with us?
No, that's not talents. I don't have that. See, if I... Fuck. Where is it? NPCs, hires, have, Okay. Here's what I want to do. Can I shocking grasp this thing? I have shocking grasp.
You have to get close to one of them, and the one that got clips to you is scoreboard number two. So, are you willing to get up?
Okay, never mind. No, I am not. Okay, never mind. I lost track of that. That's my fault. Okay. Is there a way I can? No, there's actually not because you're flanking one of them. Never mind. So
he's flanking number one, and number three is in front of me.
Yeah, there's no good way of positioning that without friendly firing, so I'm not doing that. So you can't survive that.
You can move to the side and firebolt him.
Yeah, I was gonna firebolt the one that's out on you, actually, at this point.
Yeah.
Do not worry about friendly fire if it's fire damage that you're talking about.
Oh.
I am playing a dwarf. Okay.
They're fire resistant?
It's my heritage that gives me this, the Fire Forge heritage.
Oh.
So you're immune to fire damage?
Resistant.
Oh. Don't have a lot of health.
I'm untouched, and I think I have the highest HP of any of us.
Yeah, but you're gonna need that for the con save. They do poison and piercing.
No, the con save
again,
is
dwarf.
Oh. Well, either way, I'm gonna firebolt the one that's
my dwarf
on
is too
cleric.
Stupid to take any damage.
Okay.
Go for it.
I'm gonna firebolt the thing. That is. Oh, lovely. That's another natural 20.
Nice. Get him out of my face.
It literally.
Go ahead.
I'm not even joking. It like rolled. My dice tray has like one little lip that's like won't connect for some reason. It rolled up to that. And then it started rolling backwards. I thought I was about to land on the two, and then it just clicked over.
Nice. Go ahead and roll double the dice.
Okay. Let's just slap the shit out of something on my desk. Okay. 13 fire damage.
Nice. You set this thing ablaze, but it is still standing.
Shit.
Fenrir, make your first death saving throw.
Yeah.
I can't get to you yet. I still have a creature in front of me.
That's a 20, so that's a save.
Okay. That's your turn. Jen, you're up.
Okay, I'm gonna whack this guy with my, my quarterstaff. Which is 16 plus 4, so that's a dirty 20.
Go ahead, that hits.
Alright, so that means I hit him with a d6. With 2.
2 damage?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't give you mods on here for extra on your damage, I noticed.
You're using dex, right? For your, no, quarterstaff's what? Strength or dex base?
Strength is what I use.
Oh, it would be a d6 plus your strength score. Plus your proficiency.
Okay, plus so it's... Plus my proficiency for my damage?
You would add your proficiency.
Because my damage, I rolled a 2, I have 2 strengths, so that would make it 4. My proficiency is a 2, so that would make it 6, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm supposed to add my proficiency to my to hit then, right, also?
Yeah, you add it to your hit.
Yeah, I add strength and proficiency, which gave me my plus 4.
Mm-hmm.
So how much more are you doing?
So it sounds like 6 damage.
Total. Okay, so 4 more. Alrighty, this thing is looking rough.
Still in my face. If that thing touches me, I'm down.
Neither of us, we go down.
Well, someone just threw flames at it, so it's going
to... Yeah, I know. Threw a good flame at it.
But I do believe attack of opportunities in this game are a thing.
Oh,
yes,
cool.
yes, they are.
So go ahead, Jen, and Wolf, your attack of opportunity.
All right. That is... what is my attack of opportunity with my quarterstaff? Was a 4, so that makes it 12.
12 hits.
Does that hit? Oh, awesome. Yay. So that's 7 damage.
And lunges, the thing turns to lunge at your squishy wizard. You whack the thing over the head and you take its head clean off and it drops.
Beautiful.
Nice.
But unfortunately...
Yay, I saved you. You saved me. We saved each other.
But unfortunately, one still yet remains. And it just got poked in the back by someone holding a dagger. Christopher.
Hello.
Does a 10 hit?
No.
Okay. Then that's its turn, and we go back to the top of the round. Christopher, you're up.
Alright, well, if it's going to pay attention to me, I am going to go ahead and finish the job here. I am still flanking, right?
I'll say yes.
Okay. Does an 11 hit?
An 11 hits.
Okay. And that will give another 8 damage.
Okay, Alexio, you're up.
Okay, it's still standing?
Yep.
Man, this thing is resilient.
These things have like 20 HP, which is, I think, a lot for a level 1 encounter. Okay. More fire. We are throwing more fire.
Go ahead, then.
That should be... the answer's a lot. We're looking at 24 to hit.
That hits.
I was going to say, if you've got another nat 20...
How does a 9 fire damage sound?
In the words of the god of stories, Matthew Mercer himself, how do you want to do this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm happy. Okay. So I think I'm gonna draw the sigil for our cantrip, because we like cantrips here, and just launch this thing into its launch the fireball into its open mouth, as it will just kind of explode with fire.
It drops down and combat is over. Jen, okay. What are you doing?
Yeah, I am running over and I am helping our fighter get up. I'm gonna use my medicine to go ahead and heal him, because I'm a field medic. So I have, if you want me to read it out, just so people know what it does. You have studied first aid and can provide medical or emergency medical assistance. When you select this talent, you gain the following benefits. When I stabilize the dying creature using first aid, that creature regains 1 HP. As an action, I can tend to the wounds of a creature that I can see and touch. And when I do, the creature recovers a number of hit points equal to twice their con modifier. A creature healed in this way can't receive the benefit of this feature again until it completes a short or long rest. So that's based on the creature, not on me.
Okay.
So that's kind of an interesting thing. So I'm going to go over and do that as an action, and I'm going to heal him up to twice his con modifier.
Okay, so that's one to start with. So you have 180,
yeah.
So
and
then
what's
your
con?
Up to...
So you said double my con?
Yep, plus the one.
So that I'm up to 7.
Okay.
Cool.
And on that note, I probably should have done this before I started combat, but whoops, your GM's a bit of a dum-dum. Okay. Christopher, please describe your character for us. What do they look like?
Alright, so, this is Altius Steelfist, a dwarven rogue. He is your typical middle-aged dwarf, in that he's a little bit on the pudgy side, bushy black beard with wiry hair poking out in every direction. The most notable thing about Altius, though, is that he has this long burn mark along his left hand.
Okay. Jen, please describe your character.
Okay, Ziva. She is a elf. She has white hair. She's wearing green and white robes and gold armor. And she has blue eyes. I said white hair, I think, already. And she's about 6 feet tall and really skinny, willowy.
Okay, Alexiel, describe your character.
I am playing as Solaros, a young, potentially maybe a little too young for doing this, probably fresh out of school too. He's somewhat short on the shorter end. He's on like 5'4"-ish, with emerald green eyes and deep fuchsia like colored hair.
Okay. What's their ancestry?
Cosmopolitan. We are human here.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Alrighty.
I forgot to say that I am a cloud heritage.
It's fine.
That's what I chose.
I'd almost skip my mind the race.
In the heat of battle, I mentioned that I am Fireforge heritage, but good to mention it now as well.
Okay. And our final character, Fenrir, please describe your PC.
I am playing Tyrus Silverfang, the Beast King Grove. He is 6'2", 240. Black hair, blue eyes, a tinge of gold. He has a very deep scar mark across his face from a fight he got into. And he wears just regular leather, brown leather armor. And he carries a sword and shield that he got from a caravan that he robbed from, that he is trying to make amends for.
Okay. Alrighty. One thing of note, during that whole debacle, no one came out to see what the fuss was. Wandering free into town, I'll give you this for free. There are four areas of exploration for you. There's the longhouse, which is boarded up. There's a place called Lots of Lots, which is also boarded up. There's abandoned houses, and there's the town well. What do you guys want to explore?
Well, is there a good place we can sit down and take a short rest at?
Probably take one of the boarded up places, then.
I would presume the longhouse would be the safest place.
We wanted to do any kind of safe rest.
Yeah, let's go see about the boarded up longhouse, see if we can sit down there and rest for an hour.
You try to, and the door is wedged shut. And you can see heavy furniture blocking the windows.
Hello, let us in, please, we need help.
The mushroom people are dead.
Okay. This building, which is in the center town, twice the size of the other houses, friendly blue with navy trim. It's an alehouse. Roll me a persuasion check, I guess?
Persuasion.
Somebody besides me, I'm not persuasive at all.
Well, that would be the cleric who she's the one doing it.
I am somewhat persuasive as well.
It makes it a 16, because I have no charisma, so...
I am somewhat charismatic.
That's where I put my dump stat, was in my charisma.
There is a moment of pause. And then, let me see, what's their name? Or what are they again? I forget. Where is it? Before long, a man appears. I can't tell you what their ancestry is because it doesn't say so on the PDF, which wasn't big. Oh, wait, there it is. Oh, they're a gnome. A gnome appears in the doorway, accompanied by a dog who looks suspicious at you and then makes an adjustment so that way you guys can squeeze by the furniture blocking the doorway and says, quickly, get in here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'll rush in.
And to also squeeze in.
I would assume I walk in and I just bang my head on top of the doorway.
I probably have to we probably have to bend down. Have to like bend in, like squeeze our way in.
Yeah, it's too rough because of the furniture. But you guys manage to get inside, and with them, you see this gnome, his mastiff Shelby, and 8 other people. And they're all look exhausted and terrified.
Are you guys okay? Those creatures were horrible.
No kidding.
That bad in here?
The town's been like that for a while. We don't know what happened. We think something happened with the Myconids nearby, but we're not sure.
Why are you guys with Myconids? Don't you know that's what happens when you mess with those kind of things?
They've been friendly up until now. We've lived in peace for years, and then last week this started.
Huh. That's odd.
So what are you doing here?
We've been sent to look for somebody named Wingnut.
He blinks for a moment and then goes, the construct. It went into the caves where the Myconids live and it has not come out since.
Oh, goody.
Why is it that everybody wants to send a machine into a Myconid area? Why?
Well, they don't have to worry about breathing the spores.
And poison.
When you're doing stuff like that, there isn't much room for errors.
Everybody, time for the joint facepalm.
Hold on one second.
Yeah.
I'm grabbing my metal die, D6.
Oh, don't throw that at me. Ow.
You take 1 second damage.
Worth it.
We get that whole theater facepalm, just the ditting tinter.
All of us do it at the same time. Yeah.
Altius just looks around the room. He's got that face of the comedian who just told the joke and is waiting for everybody to get it.
Iris is just doing the looking at him and just doing that no head. It just
I'm sitting down somewhere on the floor, just resting.
Okay.
Fixing up my wounds.
Yeah, I'm also resting. I got bit.
Okay, go ahead.
You got bit, I got knocked down.
Alright, everyone.
How do you think I'm...
Go ahead and roll up your whatever, because you guys are doing a short rest.
Yes. That means I get 8 hit points now.
Alright, I got max back. Let's go.
I got close.
Where's my d6?
Okay, because you guys succeeded the persuasion check to get in.
Also got my max hit dice. Do I get a bonus to con for rolling this or no?
You add your con mod to it.
I do. Okay, yeah. Cool. I topped myself off.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
good.
We do get to add I'm over. Con mod, don't we? Which means I got to top myself off too. I'm all the way right, perfect.
And if anybody had combat conditioning, if that die was lower than their proficiency bonus, they can treat it as...
Yeah, that was me. I didn't use my combat conditioning, though. Mm. I should have, but I couldn't.
Okay. You guys take a short rest. Heal up. You guys learn that Merwick has enough supplies to left you got for... the people for 2 more days, so this needs to be solved soon. The myconids haven't been mycolids haven't been seen since the trouble started, and Merwick can provide some spellcasting services, but not a whole lot. And So are you guys gonna explore the town, or are you just gonna go right for the cave?
I think we need to look for more.
I think we should look around the town at the very least to give them an assessment of what's safe and what isn't, right?
Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
Yep, we'll explore the town.
Okay. So you're let out, and then the building behind you is boarded up again immediately.
Man, talk about hospitality.
Well, I mean, they're kind of, like, under siege. You can't expect hospitality at that point.
Okay. Then back out into the town. Okay, you have explored the longhouse, so there's the building called Lots of Lots, there's the abandoned houses, and there's the town well. What do you want to explore?
Lots of luck. I'd like to go see what's
lots
in there.
Lots of Lots. Yes.
Okay. Let's just go to the store.
Yeah.
It is a small
head to the store.
Yeah, actually a store is appropriate because this is a small, two-story building, yellow with green trim. The mountain wind jingles a cheery bell atop a humble two-story shop painted yellow and trimmed in green. The windows of the shop are shuttered and the porch is swept. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go and knock on the door. Hello? Anybody in here?
Roll me persuasion from you, I guess?
19.
There is a moment of pause, and then the door opens. And inside, you see someone named Kylie. I can't tell their gender because, again, I'm not seeing their thing. But, and her husband. Oh, wait, there's your answer, Stu. So, Kylie's female, my bad. Bleh. So, a woman, a man, they let you in. And, the half-empty shells are coated in dust. There's empty barrels, and a bell above your head jingles as they let you in. And with them, there is also a man with link hair, watery eyes, thin lips, and a sharp chin.
So you guys have been hiding out in here for a while, I see.
We refuse to leave our store, Stu says.
That's understandable under the conditions.
That's quite brave.
Are you that concerned about somebody stealing something while you're gone?
This is our home.
So, who's the other guy over there?
A villager. Them and our daughter. Blech. Sorry, they also have a daughter named Hylia who's also here. They've been in here since... the mushroom nonsense started.
Yeah, we killed the three of them out there. So it's at least a little bit safer.
You know how many there are?
They shake their heads.
Has anybody tried to go out and get help?
No one that's been able to make it, I think.
While this is going on, do I hear anything, like, rumbling outside or anything?
No, you don't hear anything. But you do see, out of the corner of your eye, roll me an insight check.
Because as Beastkin, I have very good insight. That's an 18.
Jurek, the villager, he looks excited when you talk about the Spore-born.
What's got you all excited?
Nothing.
Nothing. We just got attacked by three of those things, and you call it nothing?
He shrugs.
Cyrus just snarls.
Roll me intimidation.
I'm not very I'm about as intimidating as a pup, but let's see. I got an 11.
If it meets, it beats. You are a beastkin. So you snarl in this man's face and you get him to break down, and you learn that Jurek here is apparently a cultist. Apparently, there's a woman named Eris who is a ringleader of the cult who plotted in the villagers into this. And that this this outbreak is a test for bigger areas. And the store owner looks mad.
So hold on. This is a test to try and do this for larger areas?
Yes. That's
to
what she
said.
For the greatness of our Lord.
The greatness of your Lord.
I am very tempted to just say goodnight
to
these people.
Lord likes athletes foot of
Pyrus just puts his shield and his sword on his back and walks over, and just his fingernails just turn into claws and he just slams up right by his head. Now, it'd be a shame if my claws accidentally, you know, slipped from this ball. Now, if I was you, I'd start running.
And turn themselves in while they're at it.
Yeah. You just go. You could just go. You could go face
or,
off with those creatures on your own. Get out. You don't deserve to be in here.
Or, you see my cloaked friend over there? Points over at our spunky dwarven rogue.
Altius gives like like one of those curly finger waves.
You see, I'm being nice. Him? Eh, not so much.
He makes a run for it.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Well, I mean, that was the option. It was run or...
or die.
Or run.
Yeah.
Oh, run. It was run or run. There was no other option.
Yeah. Like, you go out there and you deal with the freaking creatures. We're done with you. You don't deserve to hide.
So, Tyrus around and just shakes his hand. Haven't done that
You're
in a while.
You're welcome to kill him if you want to.
Nah.
I mean, I'm still tempted to just put them all to sleep and just let it be.
Well, I don't think the rest are. I think it was just him.
Natural selection, maybe.
Now,
that's a good question. That's a good question. Are the rest part of a cult?
Stu and Kylie look at each other and then they just shake their heads at you.
Insight.
Go ahead.
Well, if they don't stay like the guy that I just basically terrified, then I think they're good.
That's fair.
I think they were shocked when he... I think that's what Crest had said.
Team total.
They're being honest. They're not a member of the cult.
Okay, cool.
They've been harboring one and they didn't even know it. Poor dears.
Well,
you don't want them in your store anymore.
Isn't that how cults work? They just kind of worm their way in and then just sit, fester, and then plot.
Yep. Yeah, he can just go. He doesn't know why we're here yet, so
he's already gone.
To tell anybody. Yeah, he's not going to tell anybody anything because he doesn't even know why we're here.
Iris is going to walk over to the store owners. I'm sorry about your wall. Sometimes the other guy likes to come out and play a little bit.
If you're not going to buy something, get out of our store.
Oh, what do you- okay. Sorry.
Dusty shells.
What do you have for sale?
One second while Chris the player checks.
It's good to know that even while under siege by mushroom people, the spirit of capitalism lives on.
Yes.
Right.
Anything you can get from a general goods store, but they won't sell you food or water.
Ah, understood.
Do you have any rations that you can spare?
They won't sell food or water.
They won't sell food or water. Well, again, I would like, at least let me pay for the holes that I made in your wall. I just put a gold piece on the counter.
Okay
guys. Nope.
Alrighty, so the well, the houses, or do you want to head to the cave?
I think we need to check the well.
The well. It's usually where they plant stuff, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You guys wander up to the well, and you guys see there is a pitcher pump rather than a bucket on a rope for the drawing water up. One second. As you get to the well, I think there's something I need to... There's something I'm supposed to have you guys roll when you look at the, when you get to the well. Let's see. Where is it? Hold on a second. I'm gonna have to use the search function.
It's okay. I have time to set up my esoteric dice ritual.
How esoteric of a dice ritual are we talking?
Supposed to be raining outside. Yay.
Not
super esoteric. I share with Laura Bailey's dice ritual, which is to put everything on their maximum value. Put all using dice in maximum value mode. Because I remember one episode that someone borrowed her dice without her permission, and they set it on the ones. I.e. her husband, of all people, set the dice to the ones, and she made, like, the most... I'm going to kill you face at him for doing it, and then started complaining to her twin, Liam.
Roll me a nature check, I guess.
Nature. Okay. Oof, not good. My nature is zero, so I got a 5.
I am the book person. I know books.
I decided not to do the minus one. And in my intelligence this time, I play a cleric who is so dumb.
I got a 21.
23.
Nice.
Christopher, are you rolling or are you going to pass on this?
I have rolled, but it is a 0 total.
Hello?
Oh, you have a minus one in your intelligence?
I have a minus one in intelligence, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Christopher and Jen, it's just water. Alexiel and Fenrir, the water is tainted. You can guess that's probably how this had started.
Okay.
Water to me.
Well,
I want to mark the water.
Wait, if I can smell it,
do not drink in some fashion. I want to make sure that people know, do not drink this water.
Okay.
I want to put some sort of markings on there. Just, I don't know what. Something that warns the people that are inside the buildings not to drink the water. I'll put the poison symbol on it or something with a piece of chalk from the ground, you know,
like.
Or, you know, we could just go to the board of buildings and be like, the water's poison, spread the news.
Yeah. Could tell.
So is the water just like
water?
Is the water poisoned, or is it just stagnant?
It's tainted.
It's tainted. So yes, I'm going to put
There's
I'm still gonna put
it.
A symbol by it that says that it's poison, whatever the poison symbol would be in that world.
Rolling crossbones.
I'm gonna put that there.
Probably skull and crossbones. That's usually
typical.
What it is.
Iris is going to look up Elred or Wizard. They go, this water's tainted.
Yep, very poison.
It smells bad. Like, terribly bad.
Well, I don't have your sense of smell, but I can tell.
I have no way to fix it, unfortunately, so... Yeah.
That means everybody who has gotten water from this well is
probably
already tainted. Yeah.
Yep.
So, well, none of the people that we've seen look like they've been affected.
Cultists look rather sickly.
Well, yeah.
Well, we've only checked the outhouse, the store, and the well. We haven't checked the housing.
That's true. But we should probably warn the storekeepers and the people in the longhouse that the water
is poison. Yeah. That it's tainted. Yep.
Yeah. The Myconids that are in town, hopefully all of them, are gone. So they should be able to, rush to the next town to get help.
Or at least get out so they can at least, you know.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, until they can bring, someone who can dilute, diffuse, whatever.
Well, if they're dealing with the Mykin... Yeah, it's gonna take. You're gonna have to talk to somebody higher up than our cleric friend here.
Yeah, I'm not high enough of a cleric yet. I don't know all of the ways of purifying stuff. I haven't learned that yet.
When you all say it's tainted, Altius is dipping a. Dipping some helmet into the water and pulling it up.
Don't. Drink
Are
that.
You?
Don't drink
just
that.
Out of
even, I'm just gonna prepare if he even starts to drink it. I'm just gonna kick it out of his hand.
No, Cyrus is just gonna smack him with it with his shield. You idiot, you're gonna get
it. It may be different than poison. Who knows? You don't know. You don't know. It's magic.
No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Is it magic? Is it just conventional poison?
Well,
I don't think we know. They just said it's tainted.
Is there a way to know? Is there a way to know without casting spells?
Probably not.
I'm also asking that to our lovely GM.
With that nature check, between that and the cultist, you can tell that it's not natural. Maybe some sort of alchemical concoction.
Okay, so it's actually alchemical. They use some kind of alcohol on it.
So that would explain the bad smell.
Or the lack of side effect, maybe. If any of the villagers that we've seen have drank the water already, that would explain the lack of side effects.
I have an idea.
If it involves you drinking it, don't.
No. Is there a metal cauldron or something metal that I can put some of the water in?
No.
You want to boil it?
Yeah, I was going to try to boil it.
Well, I mean, that works on, dirty water, but not poisoned water.
Yeah, not on the alchemy type, I wouldn't think. That would be Arcana check, but I think it'll be.
I have some thoughts on that, but that would involve character knowledge.
Study it a little more.
Yeah.
I actually am proficient in Arcana, but I'm a wizard. We should expect that.
We should. I am too.
Anyway.
I've got sleight of hand. I could try and pickpocket the water.
Anyway, go for the water, and let's... head to the houses before we report to the longhouse in the store.
Okay.
I don't think they're very happy with me right now.
Let's just make sure everybody's okay in all the houses and let them know not to drink the water. They don't even have to let us in. If they don't want to, that's fine.
The well water specifically.
Yeah, the well water.
Okay. After searching the houses, you guys don't find any survivors, but you do find a clockwork dragonfly with emerald eyes that hovers a foot above the ground for a minute when wound. It's worth 100 gold pieces.
Oh, cool. How fun is that? I think a wizard needs something like that.
Well, I mean,
that's more of a selling point anyway.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And that's more. So it's more 25 goldy for everybody.
So you find that
true.
Handy dandy piece of loot, and you guys report back, and there is a bit of ho hum when they find out about the cultists, and they kind of already figured about the water by this point, even if they weren't 100% certain. But yeah,
well, it's better that they're certain of it than having anybody uncertain trying it for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Coupled with knowing who was responsible.
Plus, there was nobody alive in the houses.
Okay. I will remind you guys, you still have yet to find Wingnut.
Yeah, not yet. Well, they said that he went to the cave.
Yep.
Yeah, that's where we're headed next.
And we will catch you next episode.